With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. To paraphrase President Trump, I told you so. On Truth Social this morning, Mr. Trump says he warned Iran of devastating consequences if it didn't agree to a nuclear deal with the U.S. Earlier today, Israeli warplanes took to the skies over Iran.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is after a very successful opening strike. He says, we hit the senior command, we hit senior scientists involved in the development of the atomic bomb, we hit the nuclear facilities, we're accumulating achievements. Netanyahu spoke from a situation room with ministers and army officials.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the question now is whether the Israeli military campaign will continue, and if it does, for how long. President Trump, who will be meeting with his National Security Council later this morning, says it's not too late for Tehran to agree to a deal that would end the death and destruction. Iran says Israel has committed an act of war and it vows retaliation against Israel and the U.S. It's already launched more than 100 drones at the Jewish state. California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla faces criticism for making a scene at Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news briefing the other day.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Barrasso says Padilla should have been on Capitol Hill, not interrupting the press conference where he was handcuffed and forcibly removed. Barrasso told reporters Padilla was wrong to travel to Los Angeles, quote, to go try to make a spectacle of himself. Observers say Democrats are planning to increase their protest this weekend, hoping to use any reaction or overreaction by law enforcement as ammunition against President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow features down 404 points. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is opening another abortion center.
It will be located in Maine, and it will dispense abortion pills to women in states where the procedure is banned. The Satanic Temple calls abortion a, quote, religious ritual, and is vowed to promote it in all 50 states, especially the pro-life ones. It has already opened clinics in New Mexico and Virginia. Statistics show that a majority of the abortions that take place in this country now are carried out by the use of abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist delegates to the just-concluded annual meeting endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage, including a call for a reversal of the Supreme Court's 10-year-old precedent legalizing it nationwide. The SBC resolution says America's lawmakers have a duty to pass bills that reflect the truth of creation and natural law about marriage, sex, human life, and family, and to oppose laws contradicting what God has made plain through nature and Scripture. SRN News. House Republicans have narrowly advanced a request from the White House to claw back $9.4 billion that lawmakers have already approved for public media and more than a dozen accounts across the State Department focused on foreign assistance.
The 214 to 212 vote is a major victory for President Donald Trump, who had been lobbying hard for lawmakers to pass the legislation, including in a social media post shortly before members went to the floor. Speaker Mike Johnson says this vote is a good first step.
Today's passage of this initial rescissions package marks a critical step towards a more responsible and transparent government that puts the interests of the American taxpayers first.
One yes vote recorded, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who is known to frequently break with his party. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order. It directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California Governor Gavin Newsom. More details, SRNNews.com.